tape on this tape recorder for a long time, as a matter of fact, and the battery's needed, I think, so I'm not really too sure how this sounds. I'm sure it'll do. It may sound a little bad, I don't know. I made a boo-boo. I was going to make this tape as soon as I got the tape from you, and I've been so pooped lately. Last 3 days have been really busy. And I guess I got the tape a day or so ago. This is Sunday the 9th. It's getting later.
It's 10 o'clock. Oh my goodness, I wanted to go to bed early tonight.
Well, cat's out of the bag. Mom's in Canada. I guess you're sitting there alone, Pop. Hi, how are you? Jean Marge said the nicest thing that I think she could say. She said that to talk to you on the phone, I guess, before she left. She said, just like talking to her own dad. Golly. That's a hell of a nice compliment. Really. It's nice to talk to a dad. Really helps sometimes. So, let me see. You want to know what I've been up to or what's going on? I don't know. I've got, so far since I've been back, I got one tape and one letter from her.
Well, I got a tape from Mom.
And I better write off on it. Often. He's probably mad at me because I met to see him at the airport. He said he called up one day. He said, you know, this is Mark Alford. I'm over at the airport. I'd sure like to meet you. I said, well, I'll try to come over, but I'm awful busy right now. It took me about 4 days to get over there, and he was gone. So he probably feels like, you know, he got jilted. And I didn't mean to do that. So I'll whip off a letter someday. I'm pooped. Everybody's back here right now. Not the brigade, but the civil affairs team is all together. And Captain Miller, myself, Lieutenant Lee, Sergeant Jones, PSD Huber, and our Vietnamese interpreter. The whole happy bunch of us, plus both jeeps and both trailers. And we are in charge of not only the Vietnamese, or the Monterey Resettlement Project, but a big Vietnamese resettlement project, which is up about 2,000 people right now. And it's our show. Now, Cam Miller and Tent Lee are working with the Vietnamese, and I'm staying pretty much with the Mon Yards. And this morning at 8:30, we started interrogating or talking to this bunch of people through double interpreters and all this sort of stuff. And we got some basic information about how the VC operate north of here. And we took the people out there to the village tonight. They're going to stay there tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to fly them back up to their old village and just throw them out of the helicopter. After they stayed out in the new village, they have seen it, they will have lived there. They want to go back, so we'll just let them go back. And this is a sort of a person-to-person Psy War effort. The word will spread, and then we'll start with the speakerships and stuff like that. As the rice starts to, as the people start to harvest their rice in about another month or two, we'll start the Psy War stuff, and the hopes that, you know, they'll pack the rice up, their villages up, and move out. Then when the VC come back in to get their extra rice, there won't be none to pick up. I bought a uniform the other day over they got a, you know, Hong Kong tailor, so I had $44 for a green uniform. And we'll see what if it's a real good one. After I buy it, I'll buy a set of blues and a white uniform and maybe a suit and some stuff, you know. And they're starting to pay me now. I get $100 a month. Wow. It's a $30 a month paycheck there for a while. I just weren't cutting it. I just don't spend any money back here. We were in Quy Nhon yesterday, Saturday. And I don't know, was anything down there particularly interesting to buy. My radio, which I broke by putting the batteries in backwards, is in Hawaii. And I'm waiting for them to write me and tell me how much it is to fix. So I gave it to General Electric instead of some little corner repair man, corner radio repair man. But I didn't want to trust one of those people, and I don't like the service that the big, massive monopoly General Electric gives me. So I'm a little guy in the middle, you know. So take my radio and don't go back. Oh, it hasn't rained. It hasn't been hot. It's been rather pleasant, actually. I got back here. I got on a plane here in Honolulu. Was it Thursday? I don't know what day. I guess it was Thursday morning. Yeah, Thursday morning, 7 o'clock. And I didn't get off that plane until 10 o'clock Honolulu time that night. That's a long ways across. And of course, it was only 2 in the afternoon here, so I didn't get to bed till 4 o'clock in the morning on my schedule. But it was only about 9 or 10 o'clock here in the train. And it came up the next day. Swam at a beach. I saw Andy Latou. Andy and I went to high school at Mills together. He was in the train. He waited for me. He knew I'd be in a day or two, so he waited. And we went swimming on the beach and, you know, kind of messed around. Talked about old times. He works up in Pleiku. Out by the Cambodian border in a place called Idapinang. It's kind of a cute name, isn't it? Oh, let me see. It was kind of a slow week. We didn't do much money. Cat Miller and myself were back here. He's got a broken foot. So he's just sort of sitting around enjoying life. And we didn't do anything. He's taking it easy. Read a lot of books. Gee, I must have read about 3 books at the beginning of this week. All political science and history books. And nothing happened. Nothing. We took it easy. And then all of a sudden, I guess Thursday, it started getting, you know, picked up a little bit. And then Friday, it really started going. And yesterday and today, we have been running around like crazy. It's just, you know, we needed a little break in here, so we took it. And then when it hit the fan, it hit the fan. Now, we no longer work for the 1st Brigade, although we're going to live over here and eat here and that sort of stuff. But we're now part of the division, G5. And got all these people bugging us now, so we shall see what happens. It remains up in the air. It'll be kind of fun, I guess.
I got mother wrote a letter. She didn't have much to say.
And I got the tapes. Two tapes. Thought there weren't any big questions on there. I guess everybody knows our plans. I wish I knew. I haven't got my orders yet. Still waiting on those. Talked to Lieutenant Colonel today, the commanding officer of the 191st Military Intelligence Detachment, and he showed me his orders. He's going to a language school in Washington. He's got 2 degrees in Spanish and taught Spanish for 4 years at West Point. How's that? He's going to a language school, and he's got an assignment in Santiago, Chile. Brother. Man's not going to have too many problems getting along with the people and or talking to the officials down there. Really makes it a lot easier, I guess. It'd be a lot easier to be able to speak this language, but you just got to use it. Once you pick up the language in school, you've got to go work in that country time and time and time again. That's why I don't want to pick up a language like Thai or Vietnamese, because there's so few places you can use it. If I should be fortunate with a question mark to get Arabic, at least that's something you could use in a whole section of the world. You know, it's not as Vietnamese. It's, you know, maybe 50 million people in the world speak Vietnamese. 14,000 of them live in France, another 14,000 live in Thailand, and the rest are in Vietnam. So, no, I don't know. So if you're asleep, it's time to turn the tape over. It's about to go through the machine here.